The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 16. The word of Yahweh came also to me, saying, You will not take for yourself a wife, neither will you have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says Yahweh concerning the sons and concerning the daughters who are born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bore them, and concerning their fathers who begot them in this land. They will die grievous deaths. They will not be lamented, neither will they be buried. They will be as dung on the face of the ground, and they will be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their dead bodies will be food for the birds of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth. For thus says Yahweh, Don't enter into the house of mourning, neither go to lament, neither bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, says Yahweh, even loving kindness and tender mercies. Both great and small will die in this land. They will not be buried, neither will men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither will men break bread for the mourner, to comfort them for the dead. Neither will men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. And you will not go into the house of feasting to sit with them, to eat and to drink. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Look, I will cause to cease out of this place before your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it will come to pass, when you will show this people all these words, and they will say to you, Why has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh our God? Then you will say to them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have walked after other gods and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and haven't kept my law, and you have done evil more than your fathers. For look, you walk everyone after the stubbornness of his evil heart, so that you don't listen to me. Therefore I will cast you forth out of this land into the land that you haven't known, neither you nor your fathers. And there you will serve other gods day and night, for I will show you no favor. Therefore, look, the days come, says Yahweh, that it will no more be said as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. Look, I will send for many fishers, says Yahweh, and they will fish them up. And afterward I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the clefts of the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have polluted my land with the carcasses of their detestable things, and have filled my inheritance with their disgusting things. O Yahweh, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge in the day of affliction, to you will the nations come from the ends of the earth, and will say, Our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, even vanity and things in which there is no profit. Will man make to himself gods, which yet are no gods? Therefore, look, I will cause them to know, this once I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they will know that my name is Yahweh.